Good morning. Daniel, are you on?
Hey, Phil. Oh,
excellent. Hello, good morning. We have a sparsely populated room, so we're going to wait a few minutes, and then nobody shows up. We will conclude our work by fiat. So some people are stuck in traffic because of the train strike. So let's give them just a couple more minutes and then we'll start. Shall we start?
Yes.
Can we get the meeting recording turned on, please? Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to day four, ICG Madness. We're looking at the agenda for today. We're going to start again with the public comment summary document. We were hoping to have Joe, although I don't see him in Adobe. But we will go ahead with this in any event. Hopefully he can join. And then we'll move on to the transition proposal. We'll have a break. If we need more time, we have more time booked for the transition proposal. Otherwise, we will just keep plowing through the agenda if we, you know, happy to finish as early as we can today, if possible. If we do, I'm assuming we will continue through lunch. We will have lunch. The food will be out. The food will be in here. And we'll just take the last 15 minutes of the lunch break to do the minutes approval that we postponed earlier in the week. And then if you scroll down, we have a section later today to return to the topic of our scope of work during the implementation phase and a little bit talking about our plans going forward. And then we'll wrap up. So any comments on the agenda today? Go ahead.
Thank you, Alyssa. Just to note that there are parts in the summary document that may be dependent on discussions that we're doing later. I mean, like the implementation and the reference to the CCWG dependency. So we need to note this and we have to conclude on it before we leave, I think. Thank you.
Okay. Is there, other than the dependency, what is the one on implementation? Because I'm happy to sort of get the dependency one out of the way first using the text from the transition proposal, and then we can come back to the public comment document if that's the only one. But if there's others, then we can just note it.
I think there is just one more. If I recall, I'm trying to get the exact text from the document. It says, potential future work and coordination for ICG and operational communities. And this had a note from Joe, also a comment that maybe after our discussions in Dublin, we can conclude on this.
Okay, so maybe what we'll do is talk about the public comment document first, but then we can come back to it again at the end of the day if necessary. Thank you. Other comments before we dive in? Okay, I will turn it over to you, Manal, and we will start with the public comment summary document.
Thank you, Alyssa, and good morning, everyone. The Secretariat has kindly took note of all our comments yesterday. I tried to reflect them in the document and apologize for the late circulation of the document. I think we will be starting today with the ICG RFP criteria. So if we scroll down, yes, please, to the ICG RFP criteria, completeness and clarity. And this was a text from Lynn. So does anyone have comments here? Actually, I have one comment here that in the paragraph that starts with another common point, the sentence before the last, it says in more detail in implementation section. So I'm not sure whether the reference here to the implementation section has to do with this document or probably the proposal itself.
I put myself in the queue. I don't know if you... But I have a thought about this.
Yeah, Alyssa, please. So, quick question: why isn't the queue showing here?
Sorry.
So, go ahead, Alyssa.
I think in this document, it would suffice to say that the work to be done to establish the PTI and associated structures will be further elaborated during implementation through gets around all of this.
Yes, makes sense. Thank you. Any other comments on the completeness and clarity part? Okay, then if we move to the next section, please. This compatibility and interoperability. And this text comes from Patrick's email. So again, in the paragraph before the last, there is reference that there is more description elsewhere. So I'm not sure again whether elsewhere this is here in this summary report, which I don't think, or if it is here, we have, I think, to put the exact reference. So, Keith.
Thank you, Manal. Keith Drazik. I agree that in this section where we say elsewhere in the document, I think that was perfectly reasonable language during the drafting phase as a placeholder. But once we have a finalized document, we should actually put in references. Thank you.
Thanks, Keith. I have Cavus next.
Yes, if you do that, I have no problem. Otherwise, currently you have more fully. Fully does not have relative or comparative. Fully is fully. It's not more fully or less fully. Thank you.
I agree. Thank you. But if we're going to have a reference here, then this is going to be deleted, obviously. Elise?
This may just be personal preference, but I think saying these people, when we refer to the people who responded, is probably we should make it more generic and less personal and say something like the first trend were responses. The second trend came from responses that were concerned the internal ICANN. Just replace people with responses instead of, because some of them are organizations, some of them are people, and it makes it too kind of null.
Sorry, this is Keith, or you could say respondents.
That would work also. Thank you.
Thank you both. Any further comment on this section? Jean-Jacques, please, and then Elissa.
Good morning. This is Jean-Jacques. I haven't had my coffee yet. That's why I'm going to limit myself to a very minor point, which is the second paragraph. Another issue concerned. So it's either concerned or concerns, but not both. Thanks.
Yes, right. I think it's concerned, but the track changes doesn't show well. I think the S is, it has a strike through, so noted. Okay, thank you. Any, Elissa, yes, please, I'm sorry.
Just picking up on Elise's point, I think it would be useful after we go through the whole document when you're inserting the edits to just do a pass and harmonize the way that we refer to the commenters throughout the document. So call them commenters, or in the proposal we call them commenters, which would be fine. I don't care if you call them respondents or submitters, but just use the same word in the whole document.
I agree. We'll do this. We'll do the capitalization as agreed in the document itself. Yes, and I had a third thing in mind, which I don't remember now, so we can proceed to the following section if
no,
we don't.
No, just one.
Yep, Patrick,
I also have my hand up. Let me just clarify that the elsewhere reference is an internal reference in this document that should be resolved, internal reference.
Thank you. So now for the accountability part. So this shows up twice here. I mean, it comes once with the criteria that we've set, and it again indirectly also is referenced with the interdependency with the CCWG work. So I was wondering whether we should keep both or merge both in one bullet, just to avoid redundancy. But I mean, if not, again, here I think we would have more or less the same text again. So any comments on this? Any preference, Milton?
Just wonder what you're suggesting. Do you want to just delete this section, or because it's redundant, or you just want to go ahead and put redundant paragraph in there? What are you actually proposing?
Actually, this was my question to the group.
Well, you want us
because,
to decide.
Yeah. I was asking because we have an interdependency section up that refers again to the CCWG work and the interdependency with the names proposal. So I was wondering whether we should merge both or not. I have a voice.
Busy elsewhere. I couldn't attend all of you. What do you mean by trends? Series of comments of so on. And then the sentence is, even if you quote it from people, put sort of a negative impression of what we are proposing, making the coordination with numbers and parameters harder. That means currently it's hard and it makes it harder. So it doesn't give a pine. So we have to put it in a way. Throughout, just make my comment general. Throughout all this document, we should try not to interpret comments in the name of the ICG and so on. I don't think that it makes harder. It requires some coordination, yes, but not doesn't make harder. Otherwise, we put everything in the PTI as a sort of doubt and negative. You remember those who have been in CWG, Martin Baer, one of the core point. There was a lot of effort, and that was something as a compromise for the time being. I think some doubt on that means that we disagree with the compromise and wait for other options. So we try not to weaken the compromise in this, and that is PTI. So I some leniency to agree the word making the work harder.
Thank you, Kavus. I think this was Patrick's draft, but again, I think this is quoting what has been received from the commenters. And trends here, I think the meaning is that we have three types of categories commenting on this topic. But again, I leave it to Patrick. I have Milton afterwards. Okay, Milton first.
Yeah, Patrick Feldstrom here. I just want to say that what I wanted to say is that there are three over the different kind of directions the comments are coming in. I don't know whether trends is the, maybe that's the wrong word, but the general directions, so three different groups of comments, or that's what I wanted to say. Themes or like whatever.
Okay, then we can change into categories. Milton?
Okay, so I've looked over the dependencies paragraph, which I had not before. And I would say we want to keep both of these sections. I think in the dependencies, you basically want to flag accountability, CCWG, as one of the dependencies in that section. And then in the section we're on now, you want to say a lot of the stuff that's been deleted here in the upper section, that it's dependent on and conditioned, blah, blah. Many commenters in the public comment period noted this dependency and associated difficulty in judging overall accountability. This is way up in the dependency section that I'm reading from here, but it's all been crossed out. So I guess that's my question. Why was this stuff crossed out in the dependency section, these two paragraphs noting about the CCWG and the comments noting that there's conditionality here?
Thank you, Milton. There was one paragraph. There was a language proposed by Joe yesterday, and he said he will circulate this over email, which he did to replace this part. So this is why it is striked through.
So I have to go hunting through the email list for Joe's email then. And were you planning to put Joe's email in the dependency section or the accountability section?
It was for the dependency section, and it's already inserted in a version that was circulated very late last night. I'm not sure if this is the version you have.
I have the Dropbox, 23rd October, JHA.
Actually, I circulated it over email. I don't think we have it on Dropbox yet. Jennifer, can you help?
Hi, everyone. This is Jennifer. The version we are projecting and the link I dropped in the chat is the one that was circulated by Joe after you circulated your version, Manal. And both versions are in Dropbox. So do we want to change the projected version right now?
No. I'm just checking whether we have the version on Dropbox because I haven't put it on the... Thank you for doing this.
The version that we're all working off of has Joe's text in it on page 4 about dependencies. So if you're not looking at that version in your local copy, then you're not looking at the most up-to-date version.
I am looking at the link that was circulated by Jennifer on the Adobe. So that's
so
the current one?
This is the most up-to-date.
Okay. So I still think that all of the text that Joe crossed out should be retained, perhaps cleaned up a bit, and put into this accountability section.
Okay, I think we can do this maybe during break and have it projected if we're gonna come back to this later, I'm not sure. So again, thank you, Milton, for the comparison. And so we will retain this, which makes sense also because it was one of the criteria of the ICG RFP. So if we don't have further comments here, can we move to the workability section?
Manal?
I'm sorry. Jean-Jacques and then Paul. Jean-Jacques, please.
Thank you, Manal. This is Jean-Jacques. I come back to the comment by Cavus, which I found interesting, that we should, as far as possible, avoid interpreting, is the word he used, the comments. The other thing brought up by Elisa, I very much agree with, is that we have to use consistent language throughout. So if we find that in this or that part of the public comment review, a word is strange, but we think it really describes the feeling of the commenter, why not put it within quotation marks? In this particular case, you were referring, Cavus, to the word harder, and I agree with you that harder in this sentence seems a bit odd. But if anyone feels that we should keep that word, well, put it just as a quotation. Thanks.
Okay, good suggestion, I think. Paul?
I was going to make exactly the same point, and it's something to be careful of throughout the document. I think that we should, unless there's clearly a large number of comments that draw point to something quite objective that we can include in the prose of our report, I think we need to be careful to use quotes, particularly word has been questioned. I'd also, I mean, in this case, I'd note that what's being described here are general trends, and it's a bit difficult unless, again, this use of the word harder has appeared in multiple places. I don't think I'd even in quotes without explaining that, you know, in one case described as harder, because this is not just a reference to a particular comment, it's a statement about a whole theme. And so, again, you know, being careful to distinguish quotations where it's important to do so, but also to not take one quotation and draw a very general point out of it unless it really is something that's appeared multiple times. Thanks.
Thank you, Paul. Cavus?
Yes, I agree with Jean-Jacques. The reason I said that was the following. Comments from commenter or something, and this document may be interpreted as the views of the ICG, which consists of 13 communities. So we should be very careful not to give that impression. So I agree, put it in quotation mark, and I further said that quotation mark in italic form knows that it is not from us, it's just quotation from those people, and they are responsible whether it's harder or not harder. But we do not confirm that it is harder.
Thanks, Cavus. So, any further comments on this part?
I just want to let you know that I'm on the phone only. I'm in a car, so I'm going to put myself on mute. But if there's any to me about the PTI or anything else, I'm happy to answer it.
Thanks, Joe. Good to have you on the call. Thank you. So, can we scroll for the workability part? Do we have any comments here? I personally do have comments, but so I can start with my comments. In the second paragraph, the sentence starting, the ICG counted those as comments which indicated the proposal not workable. I suggest that if this is the intended meaning, I suggest that this reads, the ICG counted those among comments which indicate, because I think there are other comments also that, I mean, is it that the, does this describes the whole category, or was this a subset of those who said it's not workable? I mean, I was suggesting among instead of as comments which indicated. I suggest among comments which indicated. Does this make sense to others? I have Cavus.
Yes. Once again, I don't know whether you want to say counted or considered.
Okay, thank you, Cavus. You're suggesting this instead of considered?
Yes, I think it's better to not say we're counting something and we're considering it as a difficulties and so on and so forth. This is consideration. Counted is more stronger than considerations.
Yeah, I think the intended meaning here was that we were counting and we were coming up with statistics, but then... So I have Alyssa and then Daniel. Alyssa?
So my suggestion is that we delete this sentence that the ICG counted. It's not clear to me that we actually did count specifically the comments about workability in this at this level of granularity. I think the prior three sentences provide the appropriate summary. And I think if it doesn't already exist somewhere in this document, we can more generally explain our approach to the comments received wherein it was obvious commenter was objecting to the transition overall. This is not an issue that's specific to workability, even though some of the comments that came in, you know, we had a bunch of those people who put the same comment in the response to every single question that we asked, which was like, don't let the transition go forward. So I would suggest that we just deal with those in one or two sentences elsewhere that's not specific to workability, but just explain how we dealt with the commenters who are objecting to the transition overall, and then we don't need this sentence, and we have the other sentences provide a good summary of ability.
Thank you, Alyssa. Daniel?
Thank you, Manal. This is Daniel. I, as the originator of the language, I can live with both proposals, either to replace the word as with the word among, or to delete the sentence completely. I don't care either way, both are acceptable.
Thank you, Daniel. I think maybe we can delete it. So if this is agreed by everyone. Martin?
Thank you, Manal. Martin Boyle here. Just addressing that point immediately, I think one of the things that last sentence does that might not be covered elsewhere is to indicate that in our category of not workable is a group of comments that nothing would have been workable. They had a matter of principle about it. And while I'm quite happy with Alyssa's suggestion that we delete it, we will miss the fact that in our list of comments that say non-workable, there are some that no matter what we said, unless we said we keep the status quo, would have been counted as being non-workable. That sort of... But the reason I put my flag up was that earlier on in that paragraph, and we've deleted, to my pleasure, one of the flatlies,
But in fact, I would also suggest we remove the other flatly as well. That's right at the beginning of the second sentence, because that does rather sound like we're being dismissive of the people who put the proposal in. The sentence works, I think, quite well if we just remove the word flatly. And my second comment is actually more of a question. I have a recollection from reading the comments, but as Alyssa pointed out to me yesterday, my memory is failing more and more as I get older. That there were a whole group of comments that came in with their own solution. I think there were about three, might have been four of them, that said, you know, this is the way you do it, which wasn't very helpful because, it was just one person or one organisation's view of a way of doing it. Now, what I don't know is whether that group of comments, because it was unworkable, because it wasn't my solution, are included in this, the second one of these, or whether we need to just mention the fact that we received some comments that proposed a specific way of doing transition that would, in their minds, make it workable. But this were just comments from those organisations, so they were almost sort of isolated comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Morten. And so the first question is whether to keep this sentence or delete it. So this is one thing that we have agree on. And the second is whether we should list a third category of comments who proposed their own solutions, or are they counted in here? So maybe Daniel or Paul, can you help? Because this text was prepared by you, whether this category has been considered in this text, the category that proposed their own solutions.
This is Daniel. Thank you, Manal.
Go ahead, Daniel.
Thank you. When we analyzed this, to the ones that Martin mentioned, who proposed their own solution and therefore thought any other solution wasn't workable, as saying non-workable, because that's in essence what they did. I don't think we need to call this out, Sleep. There weren't many of them, and still we have a clear majority who said that it was workable. So I don't think, I understand what Martin is trying to do, but I don't think it's significant enough to waste any language on it. Second thing is about deleting the whole sentence. I'm quite happy to delete the whole sentence if, as Alyssa has suggested, we deal with this somewhere in general, and basically said there were a number of commenters who basically said we don't agree with transition, and therefore it's not workable, it's not accountable, it's not anything. Yeah. And then we can get rid of this sentence. Otherwise, if we don't do that, I would like to keep the sentence with your amendment of as into among.
Thank you, Daniel. And I think according to the criteria we were following, we never made a category of just one comment. So if there are really a few and they don't compose a category, then makes sense that we don't have them in a specific group. So, Kavus?
Yes, Manal. My comment is general. All these things putting here will be associated and connected with one of the conditions of NTIA, and that is broad support of the community. Anything we put here should not give misinterpretation of that and then goes to the vigilant eyes of those groups, NTIA and others, and taking as does not have support, broad support. One single comment in one way, first of all, we should not interpret that. We should put it as it is, and we should see the weight of that and put it in the language that does not end up that the proposal does not have broader community support. This is general sense of my intervention. Thank you.
Thank you, Cavus. And for the sake of time, I would also like to move on. But first, I think reference to Alessa's word on this can be deleted, right? I think this is a reference that we can delete.
Yes.
And okay, thank you. And I have a question. The very last sentence, we noted that at least several commenters also submitted. No, I'm sorry. This is not part. Okay, I'm sorry. So, I'm sorry. There is another paragraph that doesn't show. Can we scroll down, please? Yeah, here. So, I was wondering whether we should note also the joint statement that was made by the operational communities at the public forum. Is this something that should be noted here? Because the paragraph reads, based on all comments received, the ICG has not identified any major workability issues with this proposal, provided that the operational communities ensure appropriate coordination both during and after the implementation. And I think this was, again, reassured at the public forum with a joint statement. So should this be noted by us here again, or any suggestions? I mean, if not, I propose to note it. So, Alessa?
I think in the interest of trying to finish this document, we should try to stick as closely as possible to providing a summary of the comments. Like, there's going to continue to be new developments. I mean, the longer we work on this, the more there will be new developments that we could cite to and point to, and because the implementation is proceeding. And I think if we try to do that, then we won't finish it. So I think it's fine as is, and we don't need to, we can just be backward looking and say, this is the summary of the comments that we got. Just trying to make less work for you, basically.
Okay, thank you. So we move to the NTIA criteria now. Again, the first part is from Alyssa's email, and then the criteria, the first criteria, broad community support. Again, this is from the ICG report. So if we don't have any comments here, we can move forward. I have Demi.
Sounds very short, following what Cavus said. I think the broad community support is not well represented by the majority who submitted. It's a little weak to board of broad. Just a comment. Maybe the vast majority or great majority, don't know.
Alyssa?
For this whole section on NTIA criteria, one thing that I noticed is that, and I think this is sort of the way that we went about putting this document together, several of these sections only note the concerns were raised by the commenters, and they don't provide a general statement of the trend of whether people generally thought the criteria were met or not. And so I think that needs to be added to several of the subsections here, because it's not really complete if we only cite the concerns. And there may be words from the transition proposal that would be useful in some of the subsections. I wanted to flag that as I know you're going to go through each of them, but that's a feature of several of them where we just jump right into saying, well, one person had this concern or that concern, and we don't generally say, indeed, almost all the comments felt that the felt proposal supports the multi-stakeholder model, or just to give an example.
Okay, thank you, Alyssa. Any Cavus?
Yes, if you are on the broad community support, when we talk about majority, in legal term, majority is 50% plus one. You go up to two-thirds is supermajority. If you go off that one, then you have significant majority, overwhelming majority, and so on. But if you say majority means 50% plus one, they are supporting. So you should be careful of the how the term is used. Thank you.
I guess we had a concrete percentage up, so we can try to translate this directly in a... So, Cavus, go ahead.
Yes, at least you could have not more than 50% plus one. That's not overwhelming, but significant majority to distinguish between 50 plus one and the rest of the 50. 49, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Cavus. Noted. So if we move forward to support for multi-stakeholder model, and I think we will be deleting the reference to the specific questions we had in our public comment. So this should be also deleted. So this is the text from Joe. Any comments? So can we scroll down, please, to the security and stability part? And again, this comes from Joe. So I have Alyssa and then Milton. Alyssa, old hand, then Milton, go ahead.
The support for the multi-stakeholder model is one of those subsections that simply lacks contextualization. So we need to start out with a statement that almost every comment that addressed the issue said that this did support the multi-stakeholder model. Even some comments that were actually kind of against the proposal said it supports the multi-stakeholder model. And what you've done here is you've gone into some fairly detailed questions of concerns, but you've never come out and said, hey, there was overwhelming support that this proposal supports a multi-stakeholder model. So you just need a starting statement like that. And I think the description of the concerns could be tightened up quite a bit also.
Thank you, Milton. So we'll try to work on this also. So if we don't have further comments, can we... Cavus, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Not disagreeing with Milton, but in CCWG, everything is based on multi-stakeholder approach, everything. If you try in one part of the proposal to NTIA, weaken that, and in the other part, pushing for that, that would make more or less a sort of contradictions. So we try to make a balance, with, once again, not opposing to Milton proposal, but just because of my CCWG involvement, is here or left? May confirm that. That is, the whole thing is based on multi-stakeholder bottom approach, and I leave it to you to make such a balance.
Okay, thank you. Just to reiterate that this text, again, the whole thing is based on text that was circulated and approved on the mailing list, so, and it's and paste. So that's why we...
Manal, this is Joe, and I'm fine taking a shot at Milton's edits, especially the proactive sentence, and I'm about to go through security, so I'm going to lose you in a second. Bye.
So... this was quick. Okay, so we hope to get Joe back again. Can we move forward until we get Joe back with us again? So do we have comments on the security and stability part? We had redundant text, and Joe has provided us with the most recent. Jean-Jacques?
Sorry, I may be a bit slow. This is Jean-Jacques. But coming to Milton's point 2 minutes ago, I agree that it would be useful to draft a chapeau for that paragraph. And I just put on the chat here something like, a first remark needs to be made. Whatever their more detailed comments, supportive or critical, an overwhelming majority of commenters stated their belief in the value of the multi-stakeholder model, something like that.
Thank you for helping with the draft. So, Milton, is this an old hand or a new one? Alyssa?
So I just want to do a time check. There's 5 minutes left, and then we're going to move on to the transition proposal. So we can come back to some issues on this later, but just wanted to flag that for you.
Thank you. Martin?
Thank you. Just to be very quick, yes, Jean-Jacques' input is fine, but I think it actually also misses the fact that I can only remember a couple of proposals that specifically said didn't have multi-stakeholder support. So, you know, it's almost that we should be saying that this was that there was no significant level of input that challenged the multi-stakeholder nature of the process that was being followed. And I think we should be as strong as that.
Thanks, Milton. Sorry, Martin. I'm sorry. So can we move to the next section, please? Can we scroll?
Yeah.
So again, this part was tackling both criteria in one paragraph, and then we have the not to replace NTIA with a government or intergovernmental solution. So for the sake of time, if we can review both quickly, and if we don't have comments, we can move forward. Alyssa?
So are you going, or one, you or Joe, going to write something for the meets needs and expectation of IANA partners and customers section? It's empty.
This is the text that was provided by Joe, and it mentioned both the openness and the expectations.
Okay, I was wondering what that expectations meant. Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Thanks. So the potential future work and coordination for ICG and operational communities, do we have any comments on this part? Again, I think this is one of the parts that we may need to fine-tune after we finish our later discussions today. But Michael, please.
Thank you, Michael. For the record, the last sentence on the role of governments, I on my text, there has not been a change. We had agreed. ICG notes that insofar as they justify change in the proposal.
Change this in the transition proposal and it didn't get reflected into this document.
Yeah.
Find it and copy and paste.
Okay, thank you for noticing this. Any comments on the potential future work and coordination or the process issues? Can we move forward? Yes. So here I was just wondering whether, because this is the first time we make a specific reference within a URL to a specific comment. So do we want to keep this? Should we put it as a footnote, hyperlink? I mean, Patrick?
The reference is not to a comment. The reference is to a document that described the criteria from NTIA. ISOC sent in a separate document with comments that also reference this. So it's an external reference.
So contribution here, I mean, in the text itself, contribution here is not one of the comments that were submitted during the public comment period, right?
Correct. This is not something that was submitted in the public comment period, no.
Okay, so this should either come as a the hyperlink, I think, should come either at a footnote at the end or a hyperlink. So we'll take care of this. Thank you. So if we don't have further comments on this part, we can proceed to complexity of the proposal. So this is the text provided by Daniel and Paul. Yeah, if we can, do we have any comments on this part? Cabos, and then Milton.
When you refer to complexity, you refer to the complexity of the transition without taking the account of accountability process or taking account of the accountability process. Question, depending on the answer, I have further comments.
Paul, I'm sorry.
Well, I think this was always intended to be refer to the complexity of the ICG proposal itself without regard to the CCWG.
Thank you. I have Milton Patrick, one page left and 2 minutes late.
And I'm moving you backwards because I'm going back to this process concern. I would prefer to eliminate the reference to the ISOC paper. I don't think it's appropriate for us to cite that as an authority. I think we are the authority here. We discussed this and decided that not a case. I don't understand what we get by citing a paper written by somebody else. No matter how good it is, it's that. It's not like it's an RFC or some kind of authority. It's just it's a white paper submitted by one particular organization.
Patrick?
Yeah, I think it's okay to remove the reference. That's fine with me. Specifically, I can agree with Milton that we're following that sort of that process. I think that reference, for example, was helpful for me while developing this document, that we can read it just like we could read other things. So then remove the reference, and we also, that releases us from the problem with the word contribution, because we might be confused whether this was actually part of one of the comments or not.
Thank you, Patrick. So thanks for the flexibility. Can we move forward, please? Yes. Yeah, to institutionalization of NTIA.
No, I still have my hand up for that section.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, go
no
ahead.
Problem.
I thought this.
I think the suggestion from Lynn to remove that paragraph because it doesn't add anything, the text is actually kind of complicating and might confuse the reader. So I support Lynn in removing that paragraph.
Okay, thank you. Noted. Any further comments? So any comments on the institutionalization of NTIA criteria? Yeah.
Wait 1 minute, yes.
We can scroll up, but I'm afraid we can't wait 5 minutes. So if you can also look on the free speech. Davos?
Is it not a strong statement by ICG that it will be met throughout, will be met over the time? About what is the nexus between now and January, there are many things. So couldn't we soften that? Thank you.
Actually, it's a copy and paste from the ICG report. So have this changed in the ICG report itself?
I think this is exactly what it says there. We could say they both help to ensure instead of serve to ensure, if that would...
Any further comments, either on this or on the free speech? So, yes, Kavus?
Difference between free speech and freedom of expression?
We choose the title. We were trying to find the theme for the comments received. So
yes, we discussed that hours and hours and even days in CCWG on the working group 4 under the Leon, and that we don't have that. Free speech and freedom of expression are two different.
So do we have a suggestion here to change the title or change it to?
Freedom of expression is something that is all around since many.
Noted. Thank you. So in the absence of any other comments, I thank you all and hand back to Melissa and apologize for the delay.
No, thank you. Thank you very much, Manal, and also to Joe, who put a lot of work into this. I guess, do you need time later today? Do we need time later today to return to anything? Or there's obviously a lot of edits that need to get made as a result of this discussion, which I don't expect you to do during the meeting today. So how would you like to proceed?
I think we can try to do most of the edits and see where we can. I mean, we have the 1 hour lunch break. We can use it, and I'll get back to you after lunch with data.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so we are going to... Yep, go ahead.
Thank you, Mana, and your group for the hard work. Looking through all the paragraphs and the summary, I wonder whether we should be stating what ICG thinks at the beginning of the paragraph or the comment, or we'll state our own position after we have stated as the what commenters presented to us. So we be consistent. Is it for us to put our own comments first, or we just present what we got and then state what we think? Some of the paragraphs we did that, others, we're not consistent. I don't know whether that will be considered. Thank you.
So I agree that some of the paragraphs have more of an ICG view on it. And again, this because it came from different drafters, but don't think we have the time to have this drafted for all of the... I'm not sure. Alyssa, do we... I mean, because this is something that I cannot draft offline. I mean, we have to discuss here to come up with an ICG view on each and every missing title, I mean, so...
Yeah, again, the ICG view is in the proposal, and I don't see a strong need to say the same thing in too many different places. So the more that we can just have this be a summary of the comments, the better off we are, I think. So I would say if there's any question about the inconsistency across the sections, that we take things out rather than put things in. That would be my recommendation. But at this point, I really want us to move on to the transition proposal. So we will come back and figure out the way forward on the public comment document after lunch.
Okay.
I know that people just got in the queue, but if you got in the queue to talk about that, thank yourselves out of the queue. Okay. So we're going to move on to the transition proposal. And before we start, I just wanted to get people focused on the fact that it is within reach for us to complete the transition proposal other than our one outstanding known dependency today. And so we have some time allocated on this agenda, but we have some other things we need to discuss as well. So we need to be efficient in our use of time today. And I just want people to think about that before they get in the queue or start wordsmithing something in the document. Can live with it the way that it is, or if there's things that don't absolutely positively require all of us to engage together in a face-to-face meeting today, please think about that before you raise your hand and get in the queue, because we do have some substantive things to get through, but I think we can get them all today. So, seize the day. Daniel, do you have a comment on that?
Thank you, Alyssa. I would like to agree with you that it is within reach for us to finish also, and I would move that we postpone all other work so we don't get to any of the rest of the agenda before we are finished with the proposal. I think we should focus on this. This is our main purpose. It's all good and well to discuss what else we might do, like the agenda suggests, but I would move that we keep at it until it's finished, or we run out of time.
Yes, thank you. That's essentially the plan. So, okay. So we're not going to start with the document status thing. We'll come back to at the end. My mouse. Okay. This is going to be complicated. Okay. So I wanted to come back to the things that we discussed yesterday to get closure on them, the substantive items. The first one is that we agreed to make the explanation of the dependency generic so that we could use the same generic words everywhere that we talk about this in the document. And that is what I have attempted to do here in X13. So we're just looking at X13 right now. So the wording about complete, about the proposal being complete is gone, and now it just says that the NAMES proposal is conditioned on the accountability mechanisms, and that is the same verb that the CWG proposal uses itself, that the proposal is conditioned. And then there has also been an edit in the second sentence to reflect that we're sending it to NTIA via the board. So... comments on that. First, I have Cavus.
My comment was the status of the document. You come back to that at the end, right?
Yes. we will come back to the status
and
at the end.
And I put my proposal in the chat, so somebody could take it.
Okay, if the secretary could capture that from the chat, because it will be a while before we come back
Thank
to
you.
It. Thank you. Any issues with the way that we describe the dependency now? Okay, good. We will move on then to the implementation inventory text. So the proposal yesterday was that we're looking at paragraph 107. We wanted to make it more clear that this list might change in the future, or it's just the current list. It's not necessarily complete. We have dropped a footnote, let's see if I can get it on the screen, to the place where we will be linking to the spreadsheet that Lynn has circulated the updated version of. And we have added a sentence about all the stakeholders being involved in the implementation. So comments on this?
Alyssa, just a reminder that some of us are actually still just catching up, uploading a document, finding the part where you are. So the reason we're not responding is because we're not even there yet.
Okay. Well, no, I do not want to take a break. this is just one paragraph, so I'm happy to give it another minute if people want to absorb it. Go ahead, Lynn.
Yes, Lynn Sainamore. In the inventory spreadsheet that I sent last night, since it's going to be a standalone document somewhere, not with a web page or reference, I actually put a header in it that says, this action item inventory was developed through submissions from the three operating communities and was used in the ICG's assessment of achievability and completeness for the combined plan. It represents a snapshot in time and will not be further updated. For authoritative implementation plans, please see the OC community resources and or the ICANN IANA resources. Maybe there's some of that text. It's not quite appropriate for here, but maybe we can suggest where people might look if they want to see what the current status of implementation is. And I recognize that we don't necessarily have agreement on that yet, but which is why my language is quite general as well, which is simply refer to the appropriate operating community resources or the ICANN IANA implementation resources.
Thanks, Lynn. I'm really glad that that's in there. And I think we could maybe look at putting some of it into the footnote, if that makes sense. Okay. I can take the action to do that. So have people had more time now to look at this? You feel okay about it? Go ahead.
Yeah, although, again, there's a seeming difference here. So I'm looking at part 7. The text, as far as I can tell with my poor eyesight, is about the same, but there's no comment, comment on the document I pulled up from Dropbox. All I see is black and white text instead of the blue highlight with a comment visible. There's no little quote mark up there. So am I looking at the right version?
It might be the view that you're looking at in your own client, so you can hide and show track changes. But this is there you go. Jennifer's going to come help you. This is the version that was in Dropbox. So we can come back if you need Milton, but it sounds like people are okay with this. So the next item I just wanted to check is that we have this implementation section in part 0, and we have also added, as people remember, the history section in part 0. Neither of those are reflected in the executive summary. I think it's the correct, well, of course, I think it's correct because I didn't add them, but I just wanted to check that people think that's okay in the interest of keeping the summary executive as we had previously discussed. Go ahead, Cavus.
Yes, one comment and one question. I think in the proposals of the CCWG, the work stream one or those accountability should be in place or committed to be in place before the transition happened. Wouldn't be possible to have some reference to that one? And now the question is that all of these issues that you put here, you want to be implemented before the transition contract is expired. Look into the timeline, January, 20th of January. sending to NTIA, 3-4 months for that, finished, and then sending to the Congress, 60 working days of contract of Congress to remove, to review that, and then you have end of September 2016, and you want that these will be implemented when? Not a very ambitious, couldn't be worded differently? Some questions of the implementability of this implementation. Thank you.
Thank you. So first of all, just one correction. I believe it's obviously not set yet because the .com Act hasn't passed, but it's 30 legislative days. 60 legislative days is like the whole year. So thankfully it's not 60 legislative days. But I think, so we were trying to be precise with this, which is that these are the items that need to be implemented prior to the expiry of the contract, whenever that takes place. It doesn't include the ones that don't need to be implemented prior to the expiry of the contract, including like the establishment of the IFR, and it says that in the text. And then, this last bullet in paragraph 109, right there above paragraph 110, is the catch-all for the mechanisms arising out of the ICANN accountability process. So that is included in the names community list. Go ahead.
Thank you. As you know, I'm not American, so I don't know these things. I heard from Larry that 60 parliamentary days. You said 30. It has been changed. So you take the responsibility of Larry that now it has been changed. He said, you have no problem. But if you read the first and the beginning, says that the operational communities have indicated that the number of items will need to be implemented prior to the expiry of the NTIA contract. I'm just putting on that. So whether this have some impact on the remaining part, which one you want, a number of items. Which are those number of items that you want to be implemented before the contract is expired? And contract currently is foreseen to be expired, foreseen of 30th September 2016. Just point of clarification. If you see that 30 days is the legislative time that they require, so far so good. I may be in favor of 5 days, but this is not mine. This is the Congress. Thank you.
So I have Keith and then Daniel. Lynn, is that an old hand or... Oh, sorry, Keith, and then Lynn, and then Dana. Go ahead, Keith.
Thank you, Alyssa. Just to clarify on the legislative days question, it is 30 legislative days. Could be 40, 45, or 60 actual calendar days, depending on where those legislative days fall on the congressional calendar. So the actual language is 30 legislative days, and the variable of actual calendar days is dependent on the actual.
Thank you, Keith. Lynn?
Lynn Sainamore, back to the question you asked a moment ago with respect to the fact that the history section, which is in Part Zero, was not also reflected in the executive summary. I think that that's actually some useful background, but perhaps we can just put a note at the in paragraph X003 saying for a more complete view of, I don't know, key history or something, please see Part Zero or something. So not suggesting we pull any of the text up. I think that would make it a little unwieldy, but I also think that many, many people won't read beyond the executive summary.
Okay, thanks, Lynn. Daniel?
This is Daniel. I sense a lot of contention on paragraph Roman 7, so let me make a radical suggestion. I don't think it adds to the substance of our proposal. So if it's contentious at all, I would move to just completely remove it. Thank you.
Just to clarify, the Section 7 or paragraph 107?
Section Roman 7. My sense is that there's contention about that, if it's more than just Roman. Abuse.
Okay, thank you, Daniel. Russ?
Back to the question that you asked and Lynn responded to earlier. I was looking at the executive summary and noticed that in the way that it's laid out, the first part really is focused on process, and then we get to proposal summary, and we don't have any words present currently in the proposal summary that talks about Part Zero, even existing. It jumps right to Part One. So perhaps a sentence or two that says the, you know, the initial part of the main proposal is the ICG assessment, including a very brief summary of history and context related to this, you know, or you know, just a sentence or two that it would be, I guess, inserting a paragraph there right at the beginning of proposal summary, just looking at the parallel structure.
That's a good point. It's a little tricky because in some ways the executive summary is, it's very much a summary of part zero plus the rest. So it's a little circular. But I understand what you're getting at. Would appreciate other people's thoughts about whether that would make it clearer or less clear. And also thoughts on Daniel's proposal to delete Cavus.
Yes, if you're not making any further changes to 107 and the sub-bullets, I have proposed to consider adding additional sub-bullets and put it in the chat. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Milton.
Yeah, I would argue in favor of retaining Section 7. I just think we need that kind of very public documentation of what's expected at this point. I don't know where people are going to get that elsewhere. So I think we change it. I don't view it as controversial. I'm not sure why Daniel got that impression.
Okay. Is there anyone else who wants to delete Section 7? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see. I'm only following in Toby. Everyone put their flag down when I asked that. You guys want to keep it? Okay. Everyone wants to keep it in the room. Sorry, Daniel. I think that's a good idea. Let us come back to the suggestion of Cavus. Cavus, so I think, if I understand your suggestion correctly, this last bullet in paragraph 109 doesn't capture what you want because you want us to refer to other things in the CCWG proposal that are not specific dependencies from the CWG. Is that correct?
I put any other relevant that may arise or arising from. So I just disqualified all qualifications. If the CCWG output related to the transition directly would have any relevant item that would be added to that. That is just a placeholder without saying that what that would be. Save us that we are taking into account in that, and in fact you have established or designated two liaison to CCWG, and it is the duty of those to indicate that it might be something that you just cross-reference them, or it may be nothing. Any other relevant? Thank you.
Okay, so what do people think about this? People seen the bullet. So I'm assuming it would go... Mm-hmm. Well, but this is only relevance to names. See, that's the thing, it's... I don't know. I fear we've tried so hard the whole time to be very strict about the fact that we're cabined by the CWG proposal, and that's the proposal that's in here. And so to go down the path of now linking to the CCWG work, I think is a little bit of a slippery slope for us. And again, I think we tried to do at the top is say that this is just the current list. It's not the definitive list. And I expect that out of the CCWG process, there will be a whole other list of whatever needs to happen as a result of the implementation of that proposal. So I think it's just much simpler for us to leave as is. Yeah, go ahead.
If you want to leave as it is, perhaps you should put at the full paragraph, including the following. That means there might be, I don't know whether that including is there, but... This list is non-exhaustive, maybe something else. Either you put it there or you had any other. And that any other does not strictly relate to the naming, it is the whole things. There are many things that may have some impact on this, because you're talking of the termination of contract. Termination of contract is not about the naming only. There are many other things that they are discussing. Either you put including the following and then no problem, or add that one, any other relevant that may arise, instead of arising that may arise. Yeah.
Tell me if I'm doing this according to what you are expecting.
Including after items. Items including, I don't know, I leave it to you to find a good place that it covers that don't exist.
Okay, people look at that and think about how they feel about it. Lynn.
Lynn Sainamore. I was going to say basically what you just said with respect to not adding that extra line under names, but we moved on since then, are in agreement that it's not appropriate to include that reference to the CCWG there. If we feel a need to something there, then perhaps we add, a phrase or something up here. But my preference right now would be to leave this as is, and it reflects work at a point in time that we use to evaluate the proposal overall, and is not meant to be something that we continue to track new items going forward.
Thanks, Lynn. Martin.
Thank you, Alyssa. Martin Boyle here. I must admit, I feel very, very nervous about, at this stage, with this sort of list, suddenly introducing something that almost introduces a randomness into what somebody might put in later on. It seems to me that we've got a very clear definition of what is needed. And we've got a very clear way of knowing whether that has been met. And that is the CWG turning around and saying, that's fine, go ahead. I'm, in this particular case, normally I think I would be on Cavus's side on this, but in this particular case, I think making it sound like there is more is not in our responsibility, and therefore I think we limit the list, and then that last bit I do think needs to be there because that is our test. Thank you.
Thank you. Wolf Arc.
Thanks. My point is related to bullet point number 4, transfer of staff. Yesterday I heard some discussion about that, whether this is feasible or not. So this brings me to the question whether it should be taken as is. So just saying staffing the PTI and transferring the resources to PTI rather than transferring the staff.
Thank you. I was actually just realizing myself that that is an edit that I failed to make. If I could scroll properly. So I had a back and forth with Lisa Fuhrer about this. And this is what we came up with. That? No. Can't see it? Can I post it in the chat? I can read it, but I think I should write it too. It says, coordination of staffing of PTI, including transfer of resources to PTI. I'll put it in the chat, and then I'll talk about it. Okay, so I think Elise had suggested something a little simpler yesterday, which was staffing and resourcing of PTI or something along these lines. Lisa felt that, I mean, she's sympathetic to the overall concern, but she wanted to kind of separate the staffing from the resources because while the issue that Elise raised is very true for the staffing, may not be not really true for the resources. So that's where this came from. Why does the mouse hate me? There we go. So that's, I'll put that out there. People can think about it, but thank you. Thank you, Wolf, for raising that. Daniel is next.
Thank you, Alyssa. So if that's coordinated with CWG, as you indicate, or at least the chair of CWG, I'm in support of that change. I'm also totally in support of what Martin said. It's beyond our purview to introduce anything else under the heading items required by the names proposal. I also think that paragraph 107, the language there is the current list of items is totally sufficient. There doesn't need to be further change of that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Cavus?
Yes, for the item of staff, I suggest that we don't put coordination, staffing and associated resources, coordination required. So This is difficult. And the only thing we could say as our part that PI should be staffed. So staffing of the PI together with the associated resources. Did the coordination before.
Okay, thank you. Milton?
Yeah, I just flagged it. I must have missed the part where you discussed what was the problem with the PTI, the integration of the resources. Was it a feeling that the resources could be transferred, but the staff would take longer than the next year?
There's not a problem with staffing the PTI per se. The language indicated that all staff must be transferred and have free will of working in the U.S., and so you can't make people, so it was more of a mandatory statement of what staff had to do.
So it's not a question of straddling the fence between ICANN and IANA, it's just a question of nobody can tell, you know, Elise, that you have to go work for PTI.
Exactly.
As much as we would like to.
Thank you.
Okay. So I think this staffing of PTI, including transfer of resources to PTI, is that what you were suggesting, Cavus?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Daniel is next. Go ahead, Daniel.
Thank you, Elissa. I would caution, since Elissa has discussed this with the chair of CWG, and they came up with wording, I would strongly support to use that wording unless we have a real, real, real big reason to change it. Just not good to first do coordination of a change and then deviate from it. So I strongly support the original wording that Elissa put in because it's coordinated with CWG. Thank you.
So that's fine. I think if everyone feels that they can live with the coordination of staffing language, put it back. I think that's roughly what I said. I will do another confirmation with Lisa and Jonathan. Since, you know, we're going to have to clean up this document and so on anyway. So just to make sure, but if we can live with this, then unless I hear otherwise from them, I think we stick with it. Cavus.
Yes, I think in ICG, not CCW, not CWG. I don't like the coordination of staffing. It has no meaning. What coordination is to be done? The only thing that PTI should be staff, coordination of what? What does the coordination mean? CWG made many statements. Doesn't mean that we could confirm all of them. Has no meaning coordinations. What we say that the PTI will be established, you should have the staff. That's all. Staff that. The staffing. But not coordination of a staffing. Coordination of staffing means what? Go with the staff and coordinate them? What mean coordination staffing?
Okay, so I think because we have to go back to them anyway, I will just take this issue back to them and see if the more clear language works for them, and we can resolve this after we hear back from them. I don't think there is there any objection if to the bullet without the word coordination, if we can get the agreement of the CWG chairs.
Could I just suggest maybe saying assigning appropriate staff and resources to PTI as a proposal to them? No, just as a proposal to them.
I have Alan in the queue. Alan, save us.
I'm sorry, Alyssa. I don't think I can save you right now, but I have a related point. In the FAQ, we said something about we expect all IANA staff to be and resources or something, I don't know the exact words, but we expect all of that to be transferred from ICANN to PTI. So if that's not accurate, let's fix it in the FAQ as well as in this document.
Okay, thanks, Alan. Patrick?
I think we should remember that the issue we have in ICG is that there is a very specific wording in the CWD proposal. And just like Daniel said, if we're going to write something different than from the operation community told us, we have to be very careful. And so I think I'm happy as a member of ICG, not as a vice chair, to just ask Elissa to talk with the CWD chairs and just resolve the issue. Because we know what we want here, we know what the goal is, and we have no idea whether this will be new employees of of PTI, whether actually will be moved there, whether there will be consultants that are actually employed by a different organization. And if that case, maybe that organization they are still hired by is ICANN or whatever. We have no idea. But the wording in the CWD proposal is a little bit unfortunate. So I think we should just move forward and ask Alyssa to talk to the CWD chairs, come back with the text that they're happy with.
Alan, are you still in the queue? No. Okay, Daniel.
Thank you, Alyssa. What Patrick said, absolutely. And in the unlikely event that CWG doesn't want to change this language, we should keep it as it is right now. And I'm quite confident that you, Alyssa, can solve this with the CWG chairs, and let's move on. Thank you.
Thank you. Paul?
I was just going to suggest to move on as well. I made the comment yesterday that I think this section is useful but in fact optional because implementation is not up to us, and all we're doing is providing some helpful indication of what we understand the implementation steps to look like. So I really don't think wordsmithing is particularly important because it's not authoritative or definitive. If it comes across to anyone in that way, I'd like to clarify that exactly, that it is not authoritative or definitive. It is simply a list of what the ICG at this time of writing sees as a list of non-definitive list of implementation issues. Thank you.
Thank you. Cavus, and then Mary, and then we will move on.
Yes, everyone wants to move on. I want to move on. If you would like to take whatever the CWG says, and I don't think that talking with the chair of the CWG is reflecting the view of the entire group, I think if you want to quote what they said and as appropriate, leaving that the appropriate, don't think that the whole staff will be transferred. Something taught as an ambitious work on the staffing, so put as appropriate and you cover the situation. And somebody decide on what is appropriate, what is not appropriate.
You, Mary.
Mary for the records. Please, can you read what you just typed on the...
Staffing of PTI, including transfer of resources to PTI.
There's something that Nara proposing, staffing and the resourcing of PTI works. Well, I don't know about the works, but resourcing, staffing and resourcing PTI makes a lot of sense because you don't have to add any other thing. And I think this section is very, very important because it's part of our RFP. We ask them to give us implementation of the proposal. So I think it's important for us, this section. But as Kavu said, if we are retaining the words of the CWG, we can put the appropriate at the end.
But okay. So I think this is apparently sufficiently contentious that that here we never should have gone down the path of editing it in the first place. So here's what I think we have. Here's what I think our options are. I will write to Jonathan Lisa. I will say this is the language in your proposal and that you gave to us in the implementation inventory. This is the issue that Elise has raised in the ICG, which we all agree is a real issue. You believe that is an issue, offer us alternative words, and we will put those in. And if we don't like exactly what you suggest, we will stay with what they have in their proposal, which is transfer of staff and resources to PTI. I think those are our only choices at this point, because we can't agree amongst ourselves about what this should say. So that is what we will do. I will take an action to write to Jonathan and Lisa. Okay. Okay. Let me look at my list of what else we had to talk about. So I believe we are also closed on paragraph 107. I haven't heard anyone else come back to 107, so my intention is to leave 107 as is. But now I have people back in the queue. Paul, are you back for more? No. Okay. Cavus, are you back? And Russ Mundy, go ahead.
Russ Mundy, for the record. Actually, since we're right here physically in the document, I put it in the chat a little bit ago, but the section just prior to the section 7 where we're at in the document is, and I think it's a result of how we've structured things and gotten here, the actual ICG recommendation is buried as a subparagraph above it. I think we should take the ICG recommendation, and whether we, even if we delete Section 7, whatever we do with Section 7, I think we should use the exact wording and the exact naming, but that should be the very last standalone section, Section 8 or whatever, in Part 0. So it's clear, it stands out distinctly, and it's at the highest level that we have in the outline of this section.
Thank you, Ross. So the proposal is that we would take this section E, and it would become a new subsection Roman 8 after Roman 7, assuming we keep Roman 7. I agree with that. Does anybody disagree with that? Okay. I will make that change. I won't do it now because the formatting of this document is very fragile. Okay. So I consider our discussion about Section 7 to be deleted. And also the discussion about adding history or implementation to the executive summary. It sounded like there was not strong support for that, although I will go look and see if there's anything we should say to point to the history section in the executive summary. Those items are closed. Just want to check. I think I got confirmation from Paul that we're good to go on the .ARPA references, the new .ARPA reference. Yes, Paul is nodding. Okay. So then we come to, I think there's four people, or I guess there's sort of five sets of, somewhat editorial changes that came in last night. I had Mary sent some, Alan, Lynn had some, and Daniel has proposed some, and then we have the question on capitalization of the words, names, numbers, and protocol parameters. So what my proposal is here on these is I would like the people who are suggesting these edits to think about if there are any of them that require substantive discussion. So I'm happy as the sort of editor of this document to take, you know, Alan had a lot of, there needs to be a comma here and there. Happy to go look at those and insert them, but didn't have time to do it before today. But if there's any of them that you feel that warrant substantive discussion with the group, then we will move to those now. I definitely think that Mary's and Daniel's are in that bucket, that we should discuss them as a group. The capitalization one we should will sort out for sure as a group. but Alan, think about if there's any of yours that that we need to have that sort of discussion around. Kavus, go ahead.
Could we easily resolve the issue of capital? I don't have anybody against that. I think it's right. Should be capital name and so on and so forth. Please take one of them out. Thank you.
So that's fine. I'm happy to take it now if people think it's straightforward. My question is, people want those terms capitalized only when they appear before the word proposal, or in every instance? Go ahead.
Thank you, Lisa. This is Jean-Jacques. As the person who brought this up, I'd like to say that it's very easy, and I'd like this cleared up so that you can attack more substantive questions. As someone from the user community and not from a technical community, I would say that it makes more sense for the users to see capitals in names. If you see in a sentence names with a small n, you know, it's sometimes an effort to understand what it's about. So I'd suggest you put throughout names with capital N, protocol parameters, and numbers with a capital N, so that it becomes absolutely clear for the user community what it's all about.
Okay, thank you. But just one more clarification. This would only be in the executive summary in Part 0 because we are not editing the contents of the community documents.
This is Jean-Jacques again. I think that it should be, for the sake of consistency, really throughout the two documents. If the commenters forgot or thought preferable not to, that's another business. We owe it to the overall community to make things absolutely clear. So I suggest it be the same in the two documents.
I'm not sure what you mean by the two documents. I just meant through the whole 200 pages. But I think this is going to be more contentious than it should be, and we have other substantive issues to get to. So I thought maybe we could close on it, but if that's the proposal, then I don't think we can right now, unless Manal is going to save us. Manal, last word on capitalization, and then we're coming back to it later.
Thank you, Alyssa. I think there's a misunderstanding. I think Jean-Jacques is referring to the summary report, right? I mean, the ICG report, part zero of the proposal, and the summary report of the comments, right? Those are the two documents you're referring to, and not the operational community proposal. This is what I understood. Thank you.
Yes, I'd go a bit further than that, Manal, and suggest that we harmonize the whole damn. Because, after all, we're doing this not for our fun. We're doing this for the whole community, so make it read for the whole community.
Okay, thank you. We'll come back to this later. We were due to have a break right now, and so I think we should do that and tee up. Over the break, we will tee up the remaining substantive issues. Mary's, Daniel's, anything from Alan, think about. If we'll come back at 11:30, and I'll ask you if you have any. And Lynn, if there's any that you of yours that I know didn't make it to the list, think about if we need to discuss those. And then we'll come back to capital letters. So we'll break now, and we'll come back at 11:30.